in the stomach, but not in the back.
Radio.
Kind of screwed.
Okay. Do you have a happy trail?
It's more wider than a. It's like out to here, basically.
It's like nice. A happy. Like a U.S.
It's
interstate
like,
highway or
like
something.
It's like a football field.
Yeah, happy football field.
And it's not that happy.
Happy football field to the touchdown.
Yeah.
Touchdown. Oh, I got it. I see that end zone post. I just don't know why it forks like that. That's weird.
No, how's the hair on your end zone? Is that working? Is that,
there's no grass.
You,
where the whatever.
I meant, there's no grass. All right, we got to stop with the metaphors. You have hair on your asshole is what I meant.
No, that's what I didn't know that.
I think she meant, she thought I meant vagina.
Yeah.
I thought you meant a happy trail, which is like between the belly button and your pubic region.
Right, I meant the end zone.
No, I thought it was between the pubic region and the asshole, and it goes all the way around like that.
Yeah,
but that's like farther than the end zone.
I guess, yeah, that's
that
down the tunnel.
Like, so, yeah, that would be like out of the field.
Do you ladies have a hairy butt or what? Hairy butt or what?
Natural state. Like, not now, but if you don't do
it. You
anything,
could tell.
If I don't do anything.
You get hair back there.
Yeah. But I don't. I take care of that very well.
How do you take care of it? What do? What's the process?
Oh, my God.
I'm curious.
Really?
She just sits in a garbage.
These are the type of things women don't talk about. And Noah, you need to empower these women.
She squats over a vat of bleach. So you can't see.
No. Because if I bleach it, it's still there. I just don't like hair, so I get it waxed.
Oh. Really? You go to is that weird? Like, is the where do you go, like a Chinese place?
No, actually.
Yes.
The girl that waxes me, her name is Monica.
I bet it is.
So Monica, when you wax her.
It's not me though. But
is she a Chinaman or is it like?
No. She's blonde and she has curly hair. I think she's Polish, blue eyes. She's very, very cute.
Is this in your neighborhood or where?
Yeah, okay. It's like a few blocks away.
Was that a coincidence or you chose a cute one?
No. I mean, I just like I needed a place near my house, so I read the reviews and I found this small place and I went for the first time and
Yelp
I saw
ass. Yelp.
Huh?
Will you Yelp it?
Andrew. Yeah.
Yelp.
Yeah, looking for
hairy ass.
Looking
ass
for
wax.
A cute
solution.
Waxing lady.
Aesthetician.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's what it's called, an aesthetician.
Monica is one.
Not this Monica, the other one.
No,
the Polish
Monica.
One.
This Monica.
Oh, okay.
So I really like, first of all, that her name was Monica, because whenever I hear the name Monica, I think of my friend Monica, and then I have happy thoughts because of all the stupid things we do together. So I went, and she's this, like, very, very pretty Polish girl. She's young. She's maybe, like, in her late 20s. And, like, I get every, like, I did my legs and everything.
Oh. What happened?
Nothing. I did, so, like, I got everything waxed.
Uh-huh.
Even your butthole.
Wow.
Yeah, that's called a Brazilian.
Well, that I know, that. But, like,
Brazilians
what
go all the way back to your butt?
All the, like, everything.
I had
comes
no
out.
Idea.
Yeah.
No.
Like, in between. Like everything,
the
everything.
Paint and the butthole and the everything.
Yeah, but I've
Fuck.
Gotten.
Wow.
I've gotten waxed before, but I guess like every lady has her own style, so.
Some people just leave the butt hairy and everything else.
No, like
she left your Charlie Chaplin mustache.
Yeah.
Their method. Well, okay, so
I just
second
keep my inner thighs hairy.
I like to look like it has sideburns.
Mutton chops. She got mutton chops on her asshole.
I don't know. I lost my place
about
in
the way Monica does it.
Oh yeah. So
she likes to refer to herself as the telling how Monica does it.
So at first when I went to her, like I always leave a little bit of hair on the top because I don't want to feel like a little baby with nothing and everything just like there, you know?
I was still in asshole mode. I thought you were talking about your butt.
Oh, no.
Babies also have hairless assholes.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Well.
true. The good ones, at least.
Okay.
So then the second time, she just took everything off.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, no, I'm not leaving anything.
Oh,
she wouldn't let you.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I just let her have her way with it.
What happened to the customer
really?
Is always right.
I was just going
to
say.
No, I mean, it's fine. Whatever. I guess now that I have it, I like it. But
it's like a dominatrix waxer.
How long does it last before little 5 o'clock shadow starts coming in?
Like 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. Like the more you do it, the more sparse it gets.
That's, I don't know, because like I shave and it's like it's right there after.
Well, right, because you're just cutting it, but the hair is still like right underneath the skin. This like rips out the roots.
Sid, you should get your face waxed.
Oh my God.
Can we do it?
No,
you can't even
we cannot.
Bother to pick up a razor.
Yeah,
no. Wax plate.
No.
So, okay, so her technique to get like inside of the butt is she'll make me, okay, so like I'm laying down on my back and she'll.
What is she wearing while this happens?
She's just wearing, like, like her regular cute little clothes.
Okay.
Right.
She wears brown just in case.
That is fantastic.
In case I splatter.
Who knows?
My ass splatters.
And then I'm a God t-shirt from Prague.
Yeah.
She got it on eBay. It used to be the dead kids.
Oh. Got a hazmat.
Someone says that my asshole looks like Cousin It. That is not true.
It actually
not
looks
that
like
much.
Cousin Bruce.
Well, not now, because you got a lie.
Oh, no.
Stop looking like Cousin It a while ago.
Cousin Brucey. It's wrinkly like Cousin Bruce.
And she puts a wig on it.
Does the hair go down like his ear? Or no?
This is Noel's Asshole on Sirius 70s on 7 and CBS FM.
I don't think he's on CBS FM anymore.
No, no, he don't remember. He's 900 years old. He goes to the grocery store and thinks he's on CBS FM. I'll take a gallon of milk on CBS FM. He's not here, is he? Sorry.
He's always here. I want to be surprised.
Like he's asleep under the console right now.
The ghost of Cousin Greasy is always present. Ever present.
They turned the back room into like a rest home. He has his own floor. Shady pines.
Jesus.
Serious pines.
It's him and the corpse of Wolfman Jack. Just one-sided conversations all night
oh,
long.
Oh, dear. Oh, Lord.
Okay, did I finish my story?
Oh, all right, did you? I don't know.
Yeah.
You're talking about your asshole.
Oh, yeah. So she makes me like...
You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Noah's asshole.
Yeah, Noah is empowering women.
By the way. This is a new show.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's it.
All right. Do men, like, have you noticed if you have your asshole is in a hairy state, is men turned off by that?
It depends on the guy. Like, some guys like it when it's... Like, the grosser it is, the more they like it.
Those guys might be a little, you know.
What do you think about hairy assholes on guys?
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, you don't mind a little hair?
Yeah,
I right. don't. If I went down there and I didn't find hair, I would be freaked out.
What?
That would not be okay.
But doesn't that leave, like, it leaves it harder to be hygienic about it? Like, don't you ever find any dingles or anything?
No.
I like...
I
is
like
it really that
men...
hard to clean your butt?
No,
yeah.
I'm saying it could happen. I'm not saying, you know, it could be an accident with a hygienic
if
person.
If it happens all the time, it's a problem, and
right.
I'm not going down there anymore.
Right.
If it happens once,
Stay
I don't
sick
care.
Sick makes a good point. She likes the dingles.
You like? Do you like? You don't like
no,
the dingles.
No. I'm not
too far.
Shit.
Too far.
No dingles for Noah.
And what kind of crazy long butt hair do you have to get like stuff caught in there?
No,
Aaron.
My hair is pretty tangly now. That's what I was saying.
Oh, you have curly butt hair.
I do maintain
like,
it.
Okay.
I clean it, but it's hard. That's what I'm saying. It could be a mistake.
I maintain mine too. I cornrow it.
So you're like sway, right?
Well,
there's
already corn to show down. There's already corn down there, so it's fairly easy to do.
Darren, does your asshole, ever?
My asshole, it is hell sometimes when I take care of it.
Does it ever get tangled in knots where you have to like break the knot on your finger?
It's not that bad. It's just, you know, it's a little matted.
A little matted.
It needs attention, you know.
Well,
it needs attention.
It's not such a rare thing. I mean, we all know what dingleberries are because they're fairly common.
Yeah.
Guys. Otherwise, we'd have to explain.
I don't really get dingleberries.
You wax your
hair
there, though.
Yeah.
That's
I'm
why.
I don't get dingleberries very often.
That is a fucking... there's no
why?
Way.
What do you mean that is a lie? Like, you like...
No,
I know we were roommates. So you're saying, I've seen you walk around with dingleberries.
She had a 5-pound dingleberry trailing behind her.
Rob always has a very soft stool, so...
How do you know that?
That would, wouldn't that
true.
Make it
like it
more likely that some of it would get stuck on the hair?
No, I mean, I've talked about this before. I use the wet wipes. That's how I feel I get maximum cleanage.
I endorse the wet wipes.
Yeah,
but Rob... Okay, Sam, what's your technique? Because
Sam, are you a wet wipes believer?
Because Rob
wait,
used
wait,
the wet wipes
his,
right.
Let's hear his
fine,
technique.
Fine.
Free Randy
Free Randy wipes.
I would say dry paper until necessary, at which point wet wipes and then more dry to dry the wet.
Mm.
I agree.
I skip the initial dry. Go right for the wet.
I think you got to do dry.
We've talked about
this before.
You must
you gotta...
always leave a mess.
No, I don't. It leaves it nice and clean.
Right before you use the wet wipe. That must mean there's a lot of mess back there that you have to go straight to the wet wipe. That's disgusting.
No.
I feel if I just start with the dry, it's not, it doesn't.
You have to scoop
out
the
excess. It's not the perfect
first.
Support.
Sometimes.
What? Support for what?
For my butt. It's to scoop out the poo.
Welcome to our show, guys.
How much is poop is still left? Or do you stop pooping halfway through that you have to scoop more out?
No,
what is
but
going
you know
on
what I mean.
There?
The
stuff
scoop
that's
it.
Just left on this on the,
why
don't
the
butt cheek. Take a fucking ladle down there if you need to scoop it.
I think use a little spoon like when you
scoop
sugar. Scoop,
scoop yeah. is the wrong verb. Okay, just
crispy.
Is it crispier? Crispier.
Two scoops.
Oh my god.
Okay.
He where just wants we? To be nice and fresh.
Yeah.
Ew,
Rob, come on.
Sorry.
There are ladies in the studio. No, I don't like that, Sid.
I'm next to Volta.
Right? Yeah. Tambourine Man in the chat asks, Rob, how is it meeting Pizza Destroyer? Pizza Destroyer is a longtime fan and caller of the show whose comedic delivery is comparable to that of Stephen Wright.
Yeah. And he looks like, and a lot of people were saying, because he posted this picture, how he looks nothing like his voice. He looks to me like a 15-year-old Jim Belushi with long hair. Well, what would you say?
Well, I have my friend Anthony, who was on the show once a couple years ago. He had a little brother who that's what.
Well, no, I don't know that.
Yeah, but that's just I can't help seeing that it's disturbing, like a more retarded version of let's say Anthony's little brother.
Guy.
I don't think he would deny it. He's a big dude with wispy facial hair and.
Yeah,
he was very sweaty in the photo. He's like his hair was like sweated down to his forehead. It was,
he's a big guy.
He was very sweaty, but he said he drove like 5 hours from Boston to see the Death to All show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why haven't you called in? Pizza Destroyer is like, I forgot the show was on, so I
it's a spot on impression.
Didn't like call, but I'll try to call this week. If, like, I remember. And it was just like, it was so amazing to see his delivery face to face. In person, like, yeah, we were driving for like 5 hours and it was so bad, but, you know, now we're here and the show is so cool.
Was he hanging out with you the whole night?
No, we just said hello to each other, and then I ran as far as I could. He was very
did
smart.
He want
to
beat you up like that other guy who you,
no,
you didn't want to hang out
did.
With?
He was very nice. He was very nice. Mm.
That's good.
Stay Sick in the chat says, Noah's asshole looks like Pizza Destroyer.
Does it?
Mm.
No.
I would
it's
have to.
Prettier.
Yeah, I would have to think that was prettier than that.
But if Pizza
like
Destroyer is listening, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. And anybody can call that number and talk to us. But, yeah, let's get into some wrestling conversation.
What happened?
The big news of the week, which is like – it's like a Venn diagram of Metal Injection live cast memes coming together, is that the Insane Clown Posse announced this week their lead single off their next album is going to be called Chris Benoit, who's the guy who murdered his wife and child and then killed himself because he was so guilty – about murdering his wife and child because he had, I don't know.
A guilt that Randy Bly is not capable of. He's too
Stop
full
it.
Of himself.
No bail for Chris Benoit.
And, I mean, I really hope they have the Iron Sheik guest on this ICP song. With like, the hook is just like, why you killed Daniel?
I no respect the Chris Benoit. He's a piece of shit. No good motherfucker.
And really, this is the first time I'm ever interested in hearing an ICP song, I have to say. What are they going to sing about with this Chris Benoit thing?
Well, what do you think they're going to sing about? Him killing his family.
Oh, well, I feel like there would be nuance.
All their songs are about killing, so this is just Yeah. Ripped from the headlines.
They're
going to see
magnets.
They're going to read down a list of his moves.
Double murder suicide. How does that work?
Armbar. Cripple lacrosse face. By the way, that picture of Chris Benoit is really disturbing too.
With the neck.
Yeah, he's doing the cut the neck thing, which is what he did to his family.
Violent J said it's all about the loss of sanity. It's about that snapping, that moment of panic.
Yeah.
So it's a concept song. It's not directly about Chris Benoit.
Thank God. I wish it was just about flying headbutts.
Yeah.
Then I would listen to it.
Well, that apparently contributed to his, like, brain disorder or whatever.
Yeah, but if I could beat a lot of people, trauma. Though. Got a lot of victories, didn't it?
You got to say it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it. He won the world title at WrestleMania 20.
Got him a world title, for God's sake. I mean, come on.
And he was so short. I mean, come on. He was never going to make it.
Exactly.
There you go.
He had to do all those drugs.
Rob, do you want to discuss how the backlash that your Facebook post about this thing got?
Oh, my God. Wow. Metal fans do not like me writing about Insane Clown Posse. Like, so many people were like, I thought this was a metal feed. I'm going to unsubscribe.
One guy with a fucking Slipknot avatar said that. I'm like, all right, this sucks. You talk about ICP. Hold on. I'm going to go speak about I'm going to listen to Slipknot now.
It's the same band?
It's the same exact fucking band without rap.
This is fucking retarded. Whoever decided this should be on Metal Injection needs to get slapped.
93 likes.
It's like they're all screaming, 10% of the free content you give me is not 100% up my alley.
Yeah.
So you suck. I hate you.
Yeah. You want your money back,
it's
asshole?
It's free. Just don't click on it. It's very easy to just not click on it. I never click on the Metal Injection links. I'm still friends. I want you to get the stats.
And look how good you turned out.
Yeah, it was fine. I haven't killed my wife and child because I don't have a child yet. I'm waiting.
Read some of those other ones. They were funny.
You want away from it? Not quite metal? Fuck this. Why even post this shit?
Yeah.
And why exactly are we to bear with you? ICP sucks so many horse cocks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep, so much for Metal Injection. This is shit, and now I'm unfriending you.
No.
Well, Kurt Loder is mad.
Yeah. He didn't get fluffed that day. That's what happened.
Because that post was put there because of your love for Insane Clown Posse, because of the humor or irony involved.
Yeah.
You're asking for too much nuance from, like, 14-year-old rockheads.
Yep.
Why would you write about this? And it's like, well, actually, this is the most visited page on the site today, so...
It worked.
Yeah.
Suckers.
Thank you. But also, Sam, I've listened to Opie and Anthony, and I heard you record every wrestling program.
Yeah, actually...
You still do that?
Oh, yeah. I have a huge problem, though, and this just happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
My DVR... Because what I do is, I DVR all wrestling shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then, after they're on, when I have time or whatever... I set the DVR, I have a DVD recorder plugged into it, and so I record off the DVR to DVDs every show, so I have every show on DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have to sit there watching it while it's recording. So, like, this week, my DVR stopped working with a month of wrestling on it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Which means my archives are without... You know, a month and a half of shows.
How will you know what happened to the great Khali?
That's exactly No, I know what happened because I watched it.
But in a year, when you want to go back, like, what was Khali doing in late May?
But that's the point exactly. Because everybody says, well, it's all going to be on YouTube or on DVDs or whatever. But nobody's going to be documenting what the great Khali does.
Yeah.
And what if you'd be like, oh, remember that douchebag, the great Khali?
I feel like you're doing too much work, though. I feel like you're doing too much work with the DVD. There's plenty of torrent websites. You can rip, like, a month's worth of shows onto one DVD.
But then you don't have it in DVD quality.
Well, they do have it in DVD. They have it in, like, 1080p, yeah.
This technology, I got to hear more.
It's crazy. And you can also they also have a ton of archive wrestling, so if you're like... Man, I want to watch the Royal Rumble where Ric Flair won the world title. Boom, you can get in like 3 minutes.
Yeah, but I already have the Royal Rumble box set, so why would I do that?
Oh, what am I saying?
He just ruined his life. He's going to start fucking recording Georgia Championship Wrestling from like 1982.
He's like, when was Ole Anderson up to that week?
No, it's missing a week. What happened between them?
What if Ole said something really racist that wasn't considered racist at the time?
Exactly.
That was every week, though.
That was every week on Georgia Championship Wrestling. Noah, would you have sex with Ole Anderson?
That's in the chat.
You would have to.
I don't know what he looks like.
It doesn't matter. He's Ole Anderson.
Yeah.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
He's one of the original horsemen.
Yes.
He depended what territory he
what
was
does
in.
His costume look like?
It looks like Arn Anderson.
Yeah.
What is his costume
he's
look
like? Very he looks like Sid, basically. But, like, if Sid was intimidating.
He does
like,
look like Sid, yeah.
Sid is like a shit that Ole Anderson took.
Yeah, that's a good
whoa,
way to put it.
You know, that's not that very nice.
That's the meanest thing anyone's ever said to me. Dude. That hurts. Wow.
That is
he's
not
like,
nice, Rob.
He's like Ole Anderson's
wow.
twin, except the Danny DeVito version. Oh. Of
I did not come here to be insulted. I came here to insult others.
Don't get on your horse, then. Come on.
I would just say that he looks like Al from Home Improvement.
Whose shit does Rob look like? Come on, let's go. Step it up.
Oh, come on, like we have.
Yeah.
We haven't discussed that before. Noah's got a picture of Ole Anderson up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you?
Describe him.
In his prime, though.
I don't know, like, not if he's wearing those Speedos. He's got to, like, be wearing regular clothes.
And maybe keep in mind, Noah, he's got a very hairy asshole, which I know you like.
Sold.
No, you like him, right? Ole Anderson.
He's okay. I like his handlebar.
Exactly. Sometimes he had a full beard.
Yeah.
That's Ole Anderson, though.
I like the shoes. You like his shoes?
Just fuck his shoes.
Would you let him leave his shoes on while he's fucking you?
Yeah, sure.
Whoa, you'd let Ole Anderson have sex with you with his boots on?
Yes.
That's awesome.
What if he kicks
not the
you?
Iron
you let him
Sheik,
kick
though,
you?
Right?
No,
the
no
iron
kicking
would,
involved.
Would pierce you with his boots.
Dangerous boots.
Tambourine Man has a question for Sam. Sam, would you fuck the Shockmaster? That's a good question.
No, I would let the Shockmaster fuck me.
Oh, right.
That's a little more honorable.
He would trip and fall into you.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to fuck you.
Sam, you've also like attended a bunch of like WrestleMania press conferences and interviewed like.
Oh yeah, it's on YouTube/NotSam.
Yeah.
I go because that's I get the Opie and Anthony hookup, even though Opie and Anthony would never air these interviews. And I video and put it on YouTube, but I get to go to all the press conferences. They're in the area and go to the shows. It's awesome. Everybody knows me now.
Right.
Not necessarily in a good way, but they all like.
I've seen the interviews, and anytime you interview Triple H, you're pretty much just begging for a job.
Yeah. That's
which I got to say, if I was interviewing Triple H, I'd be doing the exact same thing.
A lot of the people around Sirius who are, I don't know, unhappy for whatever reason with this company, they were very happy when I had Triple H on my ONA's after show, because I spent the entire time on Sirius Airwaves talking to Triple H about getting a job with him. We're still working on it.
They're getting into social media now. They need podcasts.
That's right. I have a podcast and I have Twitter followers. So I mean,
you have a lot of Twitter followers.
Yeah, I got like 35K.
Jeez.
So listen, WWE, come on, kind of right to
you
yourself.
Need to create your own position within the company. Have you interviewed Vince McMahon? Have you ever met him?
Yes, I've interviewed Vince McMahon twice. And one time, there was a nasty – the first time I interviewed Vince McMahon, somebody wrote in like the Long Island local newspaper, whatever it was, somebody wrote a really nasty article about how Vince McMahon only did interviews with some – skinny little intern from Opie and Anthony. And I was like, are you really writing an article about how you're jealous that I got to interview Vince McMahon and you didn't?
Wow.
You newspaper reporter? You journalist?
That's great.
So then it's a journalist at a wrestling press conference. It's a press conference where somebody was slammed into a table and you're a journalist covering it. Like, relax.
They're waiting for their spot to ask like serious questions.
Sorry, yeah. I'll probably get the scoop every time. That's my beat.
We actually have a caller, but I'm going to need to our sound is a little ghetto here.
I was going to say it's
you're
crispy.
You're supposed to warn me before you do that. You know better.
No, it's more fun this way. Here we go. I'm plugging it into my computer now. It's blast it. Okay, now it's in there.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
There.
425. I think this is
very professional there.
If I think.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, who is this?
This is Davening Darren Delgado.
Oh, hi.
Oh, it's Davening Darren Delgado.
Mazel tov. All right.
What's up, Davening?
Hello. I know you guys aren't playing Smash yet, but if you happen to play, I'd like to request a band from Russia. They're called Boobalicious, and the song is called Sid Reading the Secret Journal Entries.
Really?
This is not real.
I want to hear it.
Well, what's the website?
I don't know. It's password protected, so technical issues.
You guys have been waging a campaign on Twitter to get the your old LiveJournal post.
Oh, that is never happening. That is
That's me. That's me.
I'm pretty sure I deleted my LiveJournal like after that.
What happened? Let's explain it for people who are new. What happened was once Rob was not at the podcast.
And I was in Vegas.
And Darren was in Vegas, so it was me, Sid, and Jenny. And
who's Jenny?
She's like a friend of ours that was sitting in on the show.
Oh.
So we decided to read Rob's LiveJournal entry.
Yes, he's
back when he was in like early college.
Early college or is it
definitely
high school?
Definitely college. Because I didn't know Sid in high school.
But you hit on me in high school.
I still wanted to fuck you in college.
I'm
pretty sure I hit on you in
college. So we read his entries about me, and he said that
He wrote about you on his LiveJournal?
Yeah, and we read it on the air.
What did he write?
He wrote that I was boobalicious.
What does that mean?
He called you a kismatch.
I'm trying to figure it out.
It's because Noah flashed her tits.
Okay.
And I said they were boobalicious. Or something like that. I feel like I wrote these entries like at 3 a.m. when I was like drunk or stoned coming home, and I'm like, I need to.
After he jerked off.
I need to document this.
Before he jerked off, clearly.
No, I had to write it, and then writing it. writing it turned me on.
Boobalicious.
And he said you were a biznatch also, didn't
he? Oh, yeah, he called me a biznatch. Yeah. I don't know what that
is. I don't know why I wrote like I was writing for like Hot 97's website. which is a hip-hop station.
In high school?
No, it was for a reason.
Noah got her areolas pierced.
Hold on. Because I was there for that. This was I was there when you flashed the both of us. And that was way after that happened.
Are you saying that her breasts are not boobalicious?
No, not at all. I'm saying the timing is wrong because
the only reason why I showed you guys my boobs was because I had just gotten them pierced.
Yeah,
right. Pierced? That's what I'm saying. That was we were doing the show. That was like 2009.
That was like that was when I was living in Bay Ridge.
Okay, but it wasn't when he was in college. You were done.
Yes, it was. And our friend Leo was there.
Well, either way, this is just this. Yeah, no, it was definitely. Around
all right.
That. But
please, Darren.
Sorry, Davening Darren Delgado. That's not going to happen.
It's okay. I just wanted to stir some shit up, see if I could get anything to happen.
Well, thank you for successful.
That. We appreciate that.
A nice name.
Also, I have a question for Noah before I get dismissed.
Go ahead.
Does Noah only date Jewish guys?
No.
Hell no.
Why do you ask, Davening?
Yes, why do you? How old are you?
I don't know. I might be a little too old because I'm 25, but...
Yeah,
where are you from?
I've talked to you guys before, but the last time I was Slow Mo China. I'm from Seattle.
Yeah,
so that's all. Because I'm working on my hand techniques. I want, you know, wanted to know.
He's fingering.
So all you have to do is just come to New York, get a little hand manicure. I guess you can't get a foot manicure.
No,
that's a pedicure.
No, you're completely wrong. She hates manicured hands.
Oh, really?
She likes those nasty
ass. I like rough.
Carpentry work.
Dig through a sewage tank. That's what
there you go.
Dip your hands.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that right now. There's scars and veins on them.
Perfect. Then we're a perfect match.
Who has veiny hands?
Noah's boyfriend.
Yeah.
All right. We have another caller, so thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
I really can't speak today.
Call him back next time.
Have a good one. All right. We have a private number.
Whoa. Mystery caller.
Mystery caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yes? Hello, who is this?
Marvin Dorfler.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's see where he goes with it.
You make one more move on me, you motherfucker. I'll fucking cut your fucking balls off. I'll shove them up your fucking ass. I'll fucking bury you. I'll put fucking ice picks in your eyes. I'll chuck your fucking eyeballs. I'll send it to your fucking family.
There's no context.
Yeah, it wasn't appropriate to what we just said.
Yeah.
The number is 646-929-1357.
By the way, can I just say I'm all for those calls. Like, if you do it right, I think they're hilarious.
Yeah.
Just, that sucked.
Darren was the master of that when we used to prank people in our college radio show.
But I did that with my voice, though, I think.
No, sometimes use a soundboard.
I don't remember. We got to find those.
Is there a wrestling show on Sirius XM?
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
Busted Open. Busted Open.
How come I can't get it on my internet app? What's going on? I want to. I
think
see
it's on whatever the sports thing is.
Like play by play or something.
Oh, yeah, one of those sport. I don't think I have a sports package. That's why.
Oh, shouldn't, yeah.
Pussy.
Shouldn't you have everything since you work here?
I just have the music channels because I work at the music channel.
I thought it was probably like you just don't feel like getting it. You probably don't have it.
No, no. I mean, I want to listen to it. I want to see what the sports guy, the wrestling guy.
Do the people hire on the for like, do Opie and Anthony have everything and he doesn't?
Yeah,
how does
the
it,
gold package.
I'm pretty sure Opie and Anthony probably get pretty much whatever they
want. Right.
Yeah.
Saying, but like how far down do you have to go before
I
you stop not
far,
getting it?
I am as far down the poll as I didn't even have a subscription. Like when I was like, hey, so can I get a web subscription? They're like, oh, well, you need to have an actual radio, and then when you have the radio, then we can give you the subscription for the radio. I'm like, oh, I just want the internet subscription so I can listen on my computer. She's like, oh, we don't do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I'm not gonna have a subscription. And then I told Jose, and he's like, oh, I'll get you one.
You barely fucking work here.
So I really did. I have a part time employee. I feel like they don't even know I exist. This is how I want it.
Jose whipped up some taquitos for the people in charge, and they're like, all right, he has access now. It's cool. Those are good taquitos.
Have you had the taquitos?
I'd love some.
Oh,
all right. Oh, Buckwheat. Here we go. What? Buckwheat says, I actually enjoy listening to Rob on Liquid Metal. Thank you.
I listen
one
to
person.
Your show. It's good.
One person.
I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Please, everyone continue.
You're more, you know.
Yeah, it's not really like a talk. It's not like this where we just talk and hang out.
You just ID records and that's
it.
I listen to you on Friday nights if I'm home and I'm smoking pot. It's like I'm hanging out with you and listening to music.
Wait, me or him? Because you're looking at
you're
me.
You're not on the air.
I'm looking at you, but I'm talking about him because I can't
just
see him through the monitor.
Please listen through my window or something.
I do that too.
Okay.
Well, you live on the second floor, right?
Fifth floor.
Oh, on the fifth floor.
Close.
And then she's been listening to some other weirdo.
Cousin Brucey was on the second floor.
Oh, okay.
When he sleeps, he's here. Save yourself.
Yeah, seriously.
Save
it's all Jews where I live, so there's a shot he lives there.
Yeah. Is it wheelchair accessible, second floor?
No.
An elevator?
No.
Walk up?
There's an elevator. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure Cousin Brucey has a Segway.
You think he has a Segway?
He's a
really
professional. His Segways are great.
Yeah. Or a trolley or something.
A trolley, yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Coming through, cousins.
Yeah, trolley holds like so many people. Why would he have a trolley?
He's Cousin Brucey. He needs space. He needs to have like.
Hop aboard, cousins.
Maybe Chubby Checker is visiting.
Yeah.
Paul Anka.
He needs space for all his meds.
The Beach Boys are just hanging on his trolley.
Brian Wilson's playing in the sandbox. It's whole mess going on.
Yeah. Should we take our first music break? Or probably our only mess.
We can do that.
Okay. Well, should we start with a remix that one of our listeners made of our last show?
I'd like to hear that.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
So that's Jumpman Hat. He submitted a remix of our last show, where there was some requests for hip hop, and then we had that Bubba from the Backwoods call in. He did a really good job as usual, and then we'll get into our regularly scheduled music break. So Noah, please hit the remix.
Wondering if you guys were ever thinking of doing any more rap playlists.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Blue? You gotta be fucking kidding me. I would beat up that guy if he was within earshot.
Yeah.
I'll be right out.
Mm-hmm. We gotta make sure I digest him. You're a very sweet rap fan.
For 25 fucking years.
I'm pissing up weathers on the street. Don't mind if you sit and listen to the beat. Got a new funky sound that's hitting this town. Gonna knock you right off your feet. So listen up close to new sound waves. And then make it cool. And start a
Bubba's Swearing Shades.
I can go all day. Is that what you want me to do?
Hey.
You're right.
I eat some corn on the cob?
Butter-oo.
Can I eat some corn on the cob?
Yeah.
Can I eat some corn on the cob?
Butter-oo.
Can I eat some corn on the cob?
No.
Can I eat some corn on the cob?
Butter-oo.
Can I eat some corn on the cob?
Yeah.
Can I eat some corn on the cob?
Butter-oo.
Can I eat some corn on the cob?
No.
Listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? We didn't tell you that yet? Oops. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
this is Dave Hill from Show Business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection livecast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do I have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would.
Thank you.
9 out of 10 baby rapists agree. The Metal Injection live cast is pretty funny. Keep listening. To the Metal Injection live cast, I, Chuck Landington, have something to confess. I killed baby Daniel. Sorry, cheeky baby. Now back to the show.
Oh, now we know who killed baby Daniel. It's
Chuck
been revealed. Chuck Landington killed baby Daniel. Hey, welcome back to the Metal Injection live cast. Let's talk about what we just heard. We heard an all Rob music break. With we just heard The Locust with Hot Tubs Full of a Brand New Fuel. That was nice. Before that was Death with Zombie Ritual, the track that they opened with at the Death to All show that me and Noah went to.
Wasn't the Cranberries? Is that a cover of Cranberries song?
Yes. Before that was Doom Riders with Black Thunder. Before, it's really Thunder. I just like saying Thunder.
Okay.
With an A at the end of it. Mm-hmm. Before that was Decapitated, classic Decapitated, Human's Dust. Never a bad Decapitated song. And kicked off the music break with a little Lamb of God, 11th Hour, appropriate because Randy's sentence is now at its 11th hour. He's going to probably get released tomorrow. His
is
jail time.
Is he going to skip town and never come back to face justice, or is he going to actually be an honest person and...
stay tuned.
Pay the piper.
I feel like he would not skip it.
Really?
He's a man of honor.
You think?
Well, how do you well do you know?
Well, let me ask this. If he does skip it, does that mean you will forever think he's a dishonorable person?
Sure.
Okay. Cool.
Now, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the penalty for manslaughter in the Czech Republic?
5 to 10 years.
Okay. So he would
not. That's not even as bad as American laws. All right.
Oh, now, you don't, now Noah's like, all right, send him to prison.
Yeah.
But take him away,
but
boys.
It's forced anal rape, though. That's the thing.
Forced anal rape.
Yeah.
Tim Maria,
yeah,
man, because Randy lost the Loser Leaves Town match. That's why I'm
Actually, it's the fan that got pushed off stage.
Oh,
that
it's the fan that lost.
Yeah.
By the way, Sam Roberts had to leave. He had to jet. It's past his bedtime.
Aww.
I guess
Rowan
he really
is still here.
He really is in prime time, Sam Roberts.
Now
we
can get all the dirt.
His well, no,
his
he is
time,
prime
his
time.
His prime time is 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
No, he's doing something more important in prime time.
Oh,
that's
fair enough.
The whole point. Whatever. <I don't> know.
And during the music break, Darren recorded his next hip-hop single.
No, it's not hip-hop.
Oh, what is it?
It's
a
John Cougar Mellencamp parody.
Oh, okay.
So, unless you call that hip-hop.
I have it queued up if you want to just get it over with.
Oh, man.
Get it over with?
Well, because it's a song about me, so I guess I just wanted to get it.
You approved the lyrics.
I know. I do
all
like
right,
it.
Well, let's hear it.
It's praiseful of Noah, not, you know.
This is Darren's new creation.
This is a
song, world premiere.
Let Darren talk
it live.
Yeah.
I want to
come on, Rob.
It's a. I'm not going to say anything really, and you know, earthshatter.
Don't downplay it. Just go.
It's about how great Noah is at squirting and praising her squirting skills.
Lovely.
It's a very empowering song.
To the tune of well, you just play it. I won't say what song it is. You'll figure it out. When fluid shoots from all the dirty places, when you give them reverse bukkake, you put your glaze on all the pretty faces. Well, I never knew what your vagina could do. I never thought I'd see so much cum spew, baby, from an Israeli Jew. Come on and rub one out. You squirt so good. Come on, Noah, make it squirt so good. Rub that clit and splooge on my wood. You make it squirt so good. I love to hear those screams and howls when you act like a filthy little whore, yeah. I bought 6 rolls of paper towels so we don't stain the bedroom floor now. Your pants are soaked through. It's all over your shoes. Put down the top and weatherproof your walls, baby. I'm ready for your goo. Come on and pump it out. Squirt so good. Come on, Noah, make it squirt so good. Don't need no rain in your neighborhood because you squirt so good. It looks just like ectoplasm, like a ghost lives between your legs, yeah. So have yourself an orgasm when you're up and down on that cock. Up and down on that cock. Squirt so good. Come on, Noah, make it squirt so good. Some girls cunts don't perform like they should. You make it squirt so good. You squirt so good. Come on, Noah. Come on, Noah, make it squirt so good. Rub that clit and splooge on my wood. You make it squirt so good.
That's
it. And thank you, Noah, for squirting.
So good.
For sharing my most intimate stories with you, my friend.
Give us all material to embarrass the shit out of you. And you're a great sport.
Thank you. Well, actually, I am honored to be sang about in one of your creations because I think you're brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah, before this, only I was
the subject of Darren's
that's not really
creativity.
Okay. Chris Brown.
He's written songs for other people on the show.
Like who?
Jenny.
Oh, yeah.
And I mentioned Sid in a song.
Yes.
And as Rob's mom.
Yeah.
May I just say that the humor of this song was almost overshadowed by the singing, because your voice sounded great. I'm telling you, it sounded great.
Yeah, your voice sounds good. Like, you're on tune and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I thought I cracked a couple of times.
Someone
very good.
Someone in the chat said that you're the real champion, but I thought they said that Darren is the real John Mellencamp.
The real chimp one. I think you're saying
an
Iron Cheek thing.
Yeah. Shemp.
By the way, Schenkel shat on this song before we even played it.
He's just jealous because he can't.
Because we have more viewers than Silent Library.
Yeah.
Aww. And he can't sing his song parodies on Silent Library.
Well, let him. Let him call in and do one. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
It's
what's
easier,
the number?
Listen, I'll be the first to say it's easier to just criticize and not actually produce anything.
Uh-huh.
I'm the champ of that. I'm the champ one of that.
Darren is the real, not like the Rodney King. Well, that's what this. That's another quote.
Yeah. Our Randy Bly pushed Rodney King off of the diving board for the bottom of his pool.
Stop it already. The number to dial is 646-929-1357.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the Metal Injection livecast, but you know that already.
Is there any news we didn't cover yet?
Well, we didn't talk about Orion.
How was that?
That was a fun little weekend getaway for myself and Noah. We were there. We were hanging out with our friends from Liquid Metal and Frank.
So many
there.
Different friends. Mm-hmm. This was the first time that I went to a festival with, like, no game plan. I was I'm going to get myself a ticket. I don't have a hotel room. I know enough people there that I, you know, like, I can crash.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a really good time approaching it that way and not having to work.
All the bands, or what did you see?
We saw a lot of the bands.
Who was good and who sucked?
I only saw, honestly, I didn't really see that many bands because I was in
Rob
the media
was in
tent.
The media tent.
Oh, media tent.
Helping himself to energy bars.
Yeah, him and Frank were all over Twitter saying, yo, the real cool spot is the media tent. There's hot dogs and pizza and shit. Like, yes, because most of your followers
first
and fans
of all,
Metal Injection
first
have
of all,
access
that
to
that is so inaccurate.
Not,
that is not how I tweeted about
okay, then
that
Frank.
At all.
That was all Frank.
Then it was Frank.
Blame Frank, Rob. Go.
I'm not blaming Frank at all. I didn't see his tweets because I was too busy tweeting. But that was not what I was saying. I was saying it was really nice of Metallica to provide the media with some free Wi-Fi and some pizza.
Did you download any music illegally with that Wi-Fi? That would have been the best.
No, I was too busy tweeting and Instagramming.
By the way, they had a barbecue a skewer with Dave Mustaine's dog. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a fun house, and you could throw darts at Dave Mustaine's face over there.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know, it was a poster of his face,
not
his real
face.
She said
it's so deadpan. I don't know if that was a joke or not.
It was a joke.
Maybe Rob didn't see it.
Well, yeah, I mean, because Rob didn't want... No, I'm kidding.
Here's a tweet from Frank. Looks like the media section at Orion Fest is where the daytime hang is at. Free food, free booze, all the bands hanging out, good times.
So you don't have to listen to the music.
Yeah.
Well,
and also,
Frank
if you're
not even here,
a true fan,
so.
You can't really go to that.
I was, like, rubbing it in people's faces.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I had fun walking around, and I thought that, like, the people there were really cool. Because I really didn't know what to expect. But if people are paying $150 for 2 days or $750 for the VIP package, they're not going to be, like, you know, savage.
Right.
Did any of you guys see any bands that are out of your typical comfort zone of bands you would see?
I watched Modest Mouse for, like, 5 minutes. And it was
me too.
Awful.
Yeah. I watched Cage the Elephant, and I was like, what am I doing here?
I'm still not sure what that band sounds like.
Arctic Monkeys or something?
I like them.
Tambourine is asking me if I saw Baroness. I did not see them at Orion, but I saw them when they played with Meshuggah. I prefer them on record.
What about Metallica? They're out of your comfort zone.
I thought Metallica were great.
Yeah. I have to say.
I honestly was converted.
Well, didn't they just play like old albums?
They did only play like one new song.
So that's why they were great. Yeah. There you go.
What song was it? Fuel?
Well, they did play Fuel. They played Fuel only one of the nights.
Actually, Fuel counts as an old song now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did a lot of stuff off like the first few albums, like pre-Black Album.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff off Kill 'Em All.
Yeah.
You know, obviously all of Ride the Lightning. And a lot of Injustice stuff, which I was so excited about.
Short of Straw, you told me.
Yeah, like I had that song stuck in my head all week because they played it. I was like, the fuck? I've never like heard them play it.
Yeah.
And they did a really good job with it.
I mean, I don't really listen to Metallica now, but it was really cool just to see them live. And I don't know, like I still get memories of when I was in high school and I used to really love them.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, very nostalgic. So I really enjoyed them live, and I thought that, like, the festival was very well thought out, like, very much there for the fans, not just to make music. Metallica came out and introduced bands. They were present.
Yeah, and like they really,
curated the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So
I know, but they didn't
they
weren't just like, okay, we're gonna take your money and hang out in our air conditioned
the coolest
condo.
Thing I thought was that there were water stations where you could fill up your water
bottles.
Yeah,
they let
free?
You bring
yeah,
in.
For free.
You could bring in a sealed 20-ounce bottle, or you can bring an empty, any size bottle you want, and fill up over there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought that was that
lots
was
of
really
porta
nice.
Potties. They kept it clean. People walking around cleaning all the time.
I'm a little confused because we were saying nice things about Metallica on this show, and
I know I've said that they sound like a Metallica cover band now.
Did they?
But for the most part, I think they did the material justice.
And not that like. I like that they, for their shows, they continuously use the big monitor. So even if you're like all the way in the back, you can still see what's going
it's
on.
It's still like intimate in the sense that you see Lars's dumb faces that he makes when he's
yeah,
drunk.
Yeah, because they have three huge monitors, and that's a lot of money to install that and to power that up.
Yeah, and they have a whole camera crew doing like live producing.
Yeah.
A DVD of the show. For the screens, like for the monitors, you know, for people to see. So it's
yeah,
real,
and they had
production.
Fireworks, and they actually had fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like in a battery when he goes fire.
That's Blackened.
Oh, Blackened. I'm sorry.
Metalhead.
I was confused. Yeah. They played both. Yeah. They played battery the first night, obviously, because it's on Ride the Lightning, right?
No.
No, it's on Master Puppets.
Oh, right.
I'm ruining it. It's on Master Puppets.
Talk about Chromeo, quick. Yeah. Quick, something, you know, quick.
Shut up, Sid.
But
it was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
And there was like other things that you could do if you didn't really want to watch the music. There was a Metallica museum where they had like all their old guitars and old drum kits, the guitars that got burned in the fire.
They had all their original bodies before they became wax.
Jason Newsted mummified, just in case.
They had Kirk's Crypt, which was all of Kirk Hammett's like B horror collection.
I thought
you were going
to say like Cliff Burton's bodies in there.
Maybe he's the mummy that was standing there.
Dave Mustaine's reputation's in there.
That's good. You redeemed yourself for not knowing what album Bad Egg is on.
And print out some unreturned emails from Dave Mustaine.
Tim Reeman has a good zinger. He writes, Megadeth are playing the Rust in Peace Fest at the ECW Arena. Megadeth have a festival. It's called Gigantor.
And by the way, there is no more ECW Arena.
Yeah, they got
thrown down to the ground.
Oh.
Sad. Oh, Jingletown says Kirk looks like the Crypt Keeper, so that's a zinger as well. But they were really good.
I've never heard anybody compare someone to the Crypt Keeper before. Good one, Jingle.
Oh!
You know.
So you're getting spicy.
No, listen, if he's going to be in the chat talking shit about stuff we do, he should at least be on point with his comments.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or keep your mouth shut.
That's right. Sid is like the mama bear, and Darren's like the cub.
Thank you.
And Sid is protecting his children.
Thank you, mama.
As Minor Threat said, at least we're fucking trying. What the hell have you done?
He listens to our show.
Yeah, that's good. The listening is good.
And we appreciate it.
It's a one-way conversation. If he wants to call in and say something, that's fine.
Let's get ready to rumble.
We don't have sound effects.
Yeah. I liked his Facebook Shankletown page. And this is what I get in return.
Yeah.
Antagonism. I'm going to give it right back.
He still has some funny tweets, though.
Yeah.
Some.
No, I don't follow him on Twitter.
Maybe he's on the rag.
Shanko, call in and defend your honor, 646-929-1357.
By the way, the other good thing they had was they had Ron McGovney selling soda. That was good. Give the guy some work.
He was working the merch booth.
An exciting thing in the media tent was there was this really old dude walking around shirtless.
Oh,
just not
my
giving
God.
A fuck.
Like, and his nipples were erect the whole time.
Was it Lou Reed?
No.
And,
it was some press guy.
And his chest was burnt, and he was, like, tanned with white hair, but, like, you could see underneath his breast, it was, like a white stripe.
Was it Randy West?
His natural skin color.
It was Randy West.
Was it Meg White? Was it the guy from the Unforgiven video?
Yes, it was totally him. So that was. I'm trying to think of like what other funny things happened at the festival. Anything of note?
Anyone pants you?
No pantsing. No.
Okay, good.
I like that. I could just smoke my joints freely and no one was tackling me or kicking me out or anything.
Who's ever been tackled for smoking?
I don't know.
You and me on 8th Avenue?
I don't think that was the right term. Nobody was tackling me for smoking joints.
Yeah. No, but like security, yeah, like, excuse me, you have
heckling?
To put that away.
They weren't harshing heckling, your mellow, right? Is that what you're saying?
They weren't what?
They weren't harshing your mellow.
Yeah, they weren't harshing my mellow at all.
Shlomo wasn't ratting you out to the security.
excuse me, some people are smoking over there.
Whatever happened to Shlomo? He's probably dead.
What?
I don't know.
Why would you think he's dead?
I don't see him on Facebook. Actually, I think I erased him from
you blocked
page.
Him. That's
he
why
I
don't block see
him.
Him on Facebook.
He went to see Fiddler on the Roof on Broadway, and he rushed the stage.
Tevye shoved him off.
That's right.
Fucking Tevye.
Tevye's on trial for manslaughter.
Sad.
If I'm out of reach, man, what the hell are you doing up here?
That's basically how it happened.
Terrible.
Tim says, too far, too far.
Agreed. I'm going to save up all these opportunities for sound effects.
Why don't? Why is your computer has sound effects?
Rob wouldn't let
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were going to get more callers, so I was keeping the.
Okay, so out. When we have calls, then you take the.
Okay.
This is a very, like, you know, complicated setup.
Do you even have the call screen queued up?
Yeah.
It's not that complicated. We are fucking it up.
No,
we need
it's
another
not.
Cable.
It's actually too simple because we're sharing one cable between two computers. We have to plug and unplug.
We normally at our regular studios we have two cables.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I'm aware of it now.
Did you guys know that "Where Eagles Dare" by the Misfits is used in a TV commercial now?
No.
I was watching TV. I don't even remember what I was watching, but there's a commercial for Sailor Jerry whiskey or
okay,
something like
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
And they use "Where Eagles Dare" by the Misfits.
Sailor Jerry.
Are you
weird.
Happy or upset about
it's
that?
It's just weird.
Sometimes,
I mean,
yeah.
Glenn Danzig's getting money, so fuck that.
Oh.
But it was just weird to hear
really,
that song
like,
on TV.
How old is the Misfits now? It's like,
damn
it's
old.
Such a brand, you know?
It's so
brand.
Old that it's public property.
That might be true.
Public domain.
Yeah. Public domain, yeah. That's what I meant.
It was just weird to hear that song on TV. I've never heard a Misfits song on TV before, I don't think.
I just saw a Ben Gay ad with 20 eyes. I don't know.
Oh,
good.
No. No. No.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's true. Wasn't a joke.
Rob is easily convinced.
Also, the Death to All show was this past Thursday. No, you didn't.
We talked about that already.
We just talked about. Oh, yeah.
You're talking about Pizza Destroyer.
I guess that was the highlight of the show.
That was the highlight of your week. Admit it.
You should have gotten Pizza Destroyer's phone number so we could call him.
Yeah.
You're right. I can't believe you forgot about it. What a jerk. What a
he's
complete...
playing hard to get with you.
I know. Well, he's the one that came up to me, though. The...
Okay, so, like, how did he approach you? What did he say?
Well, he came up to me and was like, hey, Rod, it's me, the Pizza. And before he even finished, I was like, oh, Pizza Destroyer. Wow, how did you get it?
Was he there alone, or did he go with a friend?
I think he drove with a friend, but I didn't ask him about it.
Maybe he got kidnapped.
Mm. Why do you always jump to like the most
I don't
ridiculous...
know, but I'm an alarmist.
Yeah. She's a Jewish woman. That's what they do.
That's a good
can't help
point.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was just like, oh, you know, I just drove down from Boston for 5 hours and just came to see guys.
I have to say, usually you're not very good at impressions. This is a perfect impression of Pizza Destroyer.
Thank you.
It's a little too grounded.
a little bit more but hidden. What sucked was that the air conditioning broke at the venue, which was Irving Plaza
I'm
here
sure
in New York
it broke.
City.
I think they just lied. They're like, they're going to get hot and sweaty. And
oh, my God. It was so disgusting in there. It was like the second floor, the balcony, was just so humid.
Steam.
Yeah, that there was like fog. There was fog in the bar area that, like, you kind of couldn't see all the way down the bar.
Really?
Because it was so hot in there.
That was probably
ridiculous.
Just the collected farts of all the 50-year-old
people.
Oh. Just a cloud of Ken Pierce
oh,
farts.
My God. Oh, my God. And the place was, like, sold out, too. And after a while, I just could not take
hey,
it.
Hey, Monica, do you still want to go with me to a metal show?
Yeah.
No. It depends which show it is, though.
Disturbed. It's a Disturbed concert.
Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the way you described Orion Fest, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said, like, people are paying a lot of money for the tickets, so there can't just be bums and that there was, like, cleaning people. So.
And you have to, like, spend the weekend in Atlantic City, and hotels
yeah.
are expensive over the weekend. So I feel like
if I could get away from the fest and then just go back, like, for the actual concerts, then I think it would be okay. I just wouldn't want to be like traipsing around all day. Like,
well, it's Atlantic City, though.
What?
It's Atlantic City, though. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. So then you could go out and do other fun things.
Yeah, you can gamble. Like, there's a casino on every corner. And so we walked into the casinos on the way in, and you can just get, like, sucked in. Mm-hmm. There are no windows. You don't know if it's light or dark.
Mm-hmm.
And
clocks.
People are just, like
and they
robots.
They pump, like, oxygen into casinos, too. And it makes you feel really good.
Yeah.
Really?
I can see, yeah. Malls, too. Because they're, like... You just feel good when you have lots of oxygen to the brain. That's why they have, like, those oxygen bars. So they pump, like, extra in there. So you just, like, feel good. You want to spend more money.
This is a new one to me. I
know. The second night, Darren, I stayed at Harrah's. And I was like, oh, man, if Darren was here, he would love it. Cause there's so many poker tables.
I hate Harrah's,
and
though.
Black girls with little tiny skimpy dresses.
There's a relationship. What are you doing?
I used to look at black girls with little dresses. Though.
Yeah. Yeah,
my girlfriend is not oppressive at all about that.
So. Good.
Very understanding.
One of my highlights.
No,
I'm
not fucking any of them. I'm just saying, you know.
It's okay. You're a man.
Find a woman attractive.
Yeah. But it was like very strange to see the people there just because it's like a totally different culture than the one that I integrate with.
Mm-hmm.
Because like all the girls were dressed up in these like really tiny dresses. So you didn't know if it was a hooker or just a regular girl.
Right.
And then there's like old people in their like motor scooters at the slot machines.
Yeah.
And it was like these two like very different worlds colliding.
Yes, exactly. The corn fed Iowa people and then the hookers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they meet up a lot.
Yeah.
And have sex.
Yeah.
The old people and the young people.
You know how many times I see an old 70-year-old dude walking around with like a 19-year-old hooker?
In Atlantic City.
Yeah, I guess that's the type of thing that happens in Atlantic City.
Right. But it's, you know, Harrah's the worst to me. I hate Harrah's.
Oh, really?
The House of Harrah's.
Oh. Well, I did like there was a restaurant called Sammy D's and it was open at like 1:30 in the morning when we got there. So I had fried chicken and waffles and French fries at like 2 a.m.
Well, each one of them has one of those, you know. They have Fat Burger in Borgata.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, which I thought was only in the West Coast.
Yeah. Huh.
But they got that and they got a bunch of Japanese places. My favorite is Showboat. That's my number one casino. If you're ever in Atlantic City, if you know I'm there, I'll be in Showboat. Come say hello.
Follow his Twitter for updates of when he's in.
You should do that.
I don't want people following.
We have a caller from a private number.
Oh,
caller,
no.
You're on the air. Caller?
Your caller, speak up.
Caller hung up.
Chicken.
The number is 646-929-1357.
Little pussy bitch.
Whoa.
Ooh, Monica.
Damn. What a mouth on you. Kiss your mother with that mouth? Jeez.
She's in New Mexico. So if we're in the same state, I'll talk nice. Sorry.
Oh, really? No, I like it. I'm saying you fit in with the show more now when you do that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now spit on Sid's face.
What? Ah,
dude.
Now this is becoming a really interesting show.
I wonder if Monica, are you like aggressive with men like that? Like, you know, in private, you have a filthy mouth or are you...
I mean, I guess if they... Yeah, if they were into it, I guess I could talk like that.
But that's theoretically, like I haven't actually done that, right?
Yeah, I mean, like just once or twice with my ex-boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
But not like real, like
he won't like beat you up, like he won't punch you in the face.
No.
I get death from the Shlomo.
I just want to get to the question that I want to know the answer to.
Shlomo's
that's so
dead.
Funny.
This one's kidnapped. She's punching guys in the face.
No, I thought Darren was asking me like if we would like talk really dirty.
Yeah.
Not like bondage stuff.
Well, I was getting to that, but she jumped.
Oh,
like,
no. Me and Noah have differing tastes.
You got to know how to interview. Noah shoots her load in the interview on the first question. Got to work into it. You know what I'm saying? You just splooged all over Monica. It's not cool.
Oh, no.
Okay. We're good friends.
Okay. Clean
okay.
it up.
She'll forgive me.
Get the paper towel. So dirty talk. What's the extent of your dirty talk? Because you seem so innocent. I don't know. I feel like you'd be like, oh, put your pee-pee in something.
Ew!
You know?
No, that's not sexy at all.
I have a winky in my pants.
Oh, I love your pee-pee. It's so... big.
What a huge winky.
I'm probably wrong, but I mean that's the kind of
your
the
thingy
vibe
is turning me on.
Your
thingy.
Penis. You probably say penis though, right?
Yeah.
See, that's
you don't
not
say cock.
That's a clinical.
No, I use like the actual terms like penis,
you
vagina.
Say put your penis in my vagina, really?
You no, you don't, Monica. No, you don't. You're lying.
That's such a term.
I don't believe that. You're such a like sex kitten. I don't think so.
I think she doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I think she.
But I don't. I don't think I would. I don't know. Well, like I said, I'm not into like bondage and stuff, so I'm not gonna say like, oh, strap me down. But I'll say fuck, like.
Fuck.
Okay. Is that what I sounded like?
A little. Much higher. I would.
He just wants to say it's sexy.
Exaggerated.
I'll say fuck. He's just trying to get you to say
it's cute.
Sexy.
No, it's cute. I'm making fun of you. I hope you don't think.
Have you ever said something like stick your cock in me, baby? With that low register.
Like, oh yeah, yeah. So when I'm in the bedroom, I drop my voice down.
He tries to do a Rob imitation.
Stick your cock in me.
That's a drop time.
I'm gonna taste my cock.
Rob keeps saying it.
That really turns the guys on.
Oh baby.
The more
I'm gonna scoop my cum out of my belly button and put it in my mouth slowly because I'm Rob.
That's a really good Rob impression.
Thank you. I've been working on it. I know my friends really well.
I feel like we've gotten off track a little.
Just a little bit. What were we even talking about?
I don't know. We always end up talking about stuff like this.
Yeah.
And Roland is still here, and he's feeling really uncomfortable. Are you okay, Roland?
Are you uncomfortable?
Are you, enjoying the ride?
Fine, yeah.
He's fine.
He keeps smiling, so I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah.
He's entertained.
Do you like our show better than Sam's?
Oh,
tell
don't do
truth.
That.
Come on, I want to know.
He'll come on.
Only tell us the truth if you like ours more.
Yeah, that's a. Go ahead, sorry.
Probably your show more.
So thank you, but he's lying. But thank you.
Yeah.
You can't ask a question that you're not gonna like the answer to. That's not, you know.
You ask a question that you're not gonna. Why? I mean, I don't care. Sorry, I have to
say
about
that.
To
comprehend it.
I mean,
putting
you
yourself
don't like my...
and him in a bad spot. Is what I'm saying.
I book guests for Sam's show, so it's like.
Yeah. He's part of
They're
the
like
show.
They're like friends. You can't choose.
I know. I was kidding. It was a rhetorical question.
And why does it have to be? No, was it?
Yes, it was.
You're
what kind of reaction
you're
I would get out
for
of him.
Him answer. What are you talking about?
I just wanted to see what reaction I would get out of him. I didn't really expect him to like our show better.
You got two things that could happen. A lie or you feeling like shit about your show sucks. That's the only thing.
No, I don't feel like shit. I like my show.
Okay.
Yeah, your show's funny. Your listener Fiddle said Roland is great on Sam's after show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Fiddle is a well, I guess he's a big Opie and Anthony fan. He's a fan of the channel. Yeah. So
that crossover.
So when we announced your name, he was like, oh, "Roland's there. Roland's the best."
Yeah.
maybe Fiddle should call in and say hello.
Yeah.
646.
Sing Roland a song.
646-929-1357. Sing Roland a song about squirting
or about Lamb of God.
I don't understand this question. Is Roland of African descent? Are you of African descent?
No, that's Sam.
Oh, what is he?
Sam has very curly hair.
Yeah, I mean.
But is he really African?
The DNA test came back inconclusive.
Ah.
No.
Yeah.
Is that true?
There
was a DNA test?
Yeah, we did a DNA test on the show.
Wow.
But I met his parents. His parents were two white, like the whitest people.
But he's the only one that looks that way.
No, he looks just like his brother. I don't believe it.
Well, he does look just like his brother, but his brother's hair was more like
curly.
Tamed, curly.
Yeah.
And Sam's is just like super like kinky, fro.
Yeah.
Even his eyebrows are like that. Like, how does a white boy end up with hair like that?
Well, what about Jufros? Yeah. They're Jufros, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Lots of Jews have curly hair, like Rob.
Yeah, my hair is indeed curly. I've learned this from trying to grow it longer.
Yeah, it's nice.
I put some curl cream in there every once in a while.
You look better with the wild hair than
me too.
Shorter, I think.
Thank you.
You do. No.
I wanted to say I agree with you.
But we're talking about your ass hair, not the your wild ass hair.
Oh no!
Much better.
Yeah, I like my fro. Sometimes it gets a little out of control, and I have to chop it down.
You should get a pick, and you'd be like those 70s.
No, I'm not gonna.
You pick sunflower seed shells out of it. Has that ever happened? Have you ever woken up and, like, run your hand through your hair and there's been, like, a piece of a sunflower seed shell in there?
No.
Where is the most unlikely place on your body that you found a shell of a sunflower seed?
Why? Does he eat them all?
Yeah.
I am a big fan of sunflower seeds.
He has a big bag of sunflower seeds from Brighton Beach right by his bed, like a big bag on his nightstand.
To clarify what Noah is saying, I like a very specific sunflower seed. A Turkish sunflower seed.
It's a highbrow taste when it comes.
Yes, exactly. It's like I'm a connoisseur. I don't like the David sunflower seed.
Oh, okay.
Those are bullshit.
So
I can only get these in my parents' neighborhood, which is Brighton Beach.
new.
And I just buy like a lot. I buy like a lot, so I don't have to visit them that often. Because that's the only reason I go, is just to get sunflower seeds. And I keep them by the bed because when I watch my programs, I like to munch on something. And I think sunflower seeds is the perfect munchie.
Which programs would those be?
You know, The View.
His own show on Sirius.
No, whatever I watch. Like, I just finished Game of Thrones, which is a phenomenal show. Went through a lot of sunflower seeds watching that show.
Do
you find yourself putting like eating them faster during a really intense scene? And
no, I feel like I have a consistent pacing with my sunflower seeds. So it's just, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
But
sunflower seeds, I feel like, are so much work for such little payoff.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's just you don't know how to do it correctly. I do have a technique. What you have to do is you have to crush the sunflower with your teeth. You put it in between your two front teeth. You crush it, and then you sort of like smash the seed, shoving the inside, you know, not the shell, the actual seed, mm-hmm. into your mouth, which you sort of lick like a bird. You gotta act like a bird.
It's already way too much work.
It's not. It takes a millisecond.
You bite down on the seed with your front teeth.
Yeah, and then like, you like squash the seed as you like bite it to like loosen it up.
Oh.
And then the seed sort of just falls out into your mouth.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna try that next time. And then you're able to just spit the shell out.
Well, the
you're
shell.
You're holding it in your fingers.
Yeah, the shell is in your fingers, so it never really goes in your mouth, so you don't have to spit it out.
But my favorite part is like sucking on the seeds because of the salt and
well,
the flavor.
Well, I mean, you could do it that way, but I don't really like the salt. I don't do it for the salt. I do it for the seeds.
Oh, you like the flavor of? But that's no flavor.
The sunflower seed itself is the flavor, especially if it's roasted.
It's a very
but I like this specific. That's why I like these specific Turkish ones because they have a really good so roasted flavor. Are we really? Have we just spent 10 minutes on sunflower?
No,
seed?
Yeah. It's not 10 minutes.
Yeah. 8 minutes.
Morbid Toaster says Noah loves salty things. 646-929-1357.
Yeah, we only have a few more minutes where we can take your call.
So call in now.
We want to hear your voice.
Oh, do that again. Monica, can you do that?
We
want to
hear
time?
Your voices. Voices.
Yeah.
Call us.
Wow. I need
can
to take a break.
This is like one of those sex line solicitations on Spice Channel.
Yeah.
Like I think it's more like a 3 a.m. like, hey, what are you doing? Why did you call me out?
Call the party line.
Oh, that's a very good impression.
We want to taste your salty parts. lots of local girls taking your call.
Yeah. Operators are standing by.
Call now.
Oops, I'm sorry, I finished.
Oh, too soon.
Yeah,
literally.
I know, that was like 10 seconds, Darren. Control yourself.
Well, listen, you're very
Fiddle says Monica does all the sexy promos on the ONA channel, and it's true.
You?
Thank you.
What do you give us
she
one?
She has a very, very sexy
voice. What do they sound
voice.
Like?
Well, one time I had to do cock talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And...
You said
I was like
sexually.
A radio.
Did you change it to pee-pee talk?
Yes. Call into pee-pee talk. Anything with your pee-pee is a good.
Your doodle.
We'll tickle your noodle. What? Anyway, so I did that, and I was like a radio vixen. And then we did a promo for 50 Shades of Gay.
Yeah.
And I had to like tease that.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
You tease you.
She's a good teaser.
Okay.
Hi, Monica.
Oh. Yeah, I'm good at the teasing, just not the follow through. So don't get your hopes up.
There's like 1,000 15-year-old boys now that just exploded in their bedrooms listening to this.
Speaking of, you're on the air. Is this Grandcore Luigi?
Oh, hey guys. Yeah, it's Eggers.
Eggers.
Oh, it's Eggers.
That is Grandcore.
Hey, I'm sorry I was trying to bother you guys, but I keep on bugging Rob trying to get his email.
Let me talk first. In the chat, you were saying some very flattering things about Monica. Well, I don't know. Why do you say?
Oh, those were very unflattering. Man, you're a terrible person if you think that's flattering.
Well, what were you saying?
Oh, man, you kind of put me on the spot. I was asking if she would shoot a gag factor where both you, Monica, and Rob were being face-fucked. Any specific thing, I think there's a porn star on the gag factor that looks like Sid, and I think that would add a whole different level of fucking funniness.
Who, what porn star looks like me?
I don't know, just like a short kind of fat guy with glasses.
Well, is he your favorite one?
Can I just interject?
Hey, he makes
and say,
porn star, that kind of raises my self-esteem, that's all I gotta say.
Gag Factor is all about making the girls very uncomfortable. And so they use guys that are not, like,
I
typical.
Understand.
Is that what you like to look at?
There's a guy, I think he's...
No, actually, no, but I think everyone's seen it when you're just, like, scrolling X-Hamster or... what's the one you like, Sid?
What?
Ujiz?
Porn site.
Oh, yeah, Ujiz.
Ujiz.
Yeah.
They have a little penis in the logo, right?
I don't pay attention
the
to the logo.
Or the Z?
No, I think it's behind all the letters. It's like a penis. And I can't think of it right now. Look it up.
I don't feel like we should look at somebody's computers.
I would look at them on mine, but...
You guys would get way too distracted. Especially Noah.
But I think the guy he's talking about, I think I know who he's talking about. It doesn't really look like Sid, but he's like short, and he's like a little out of shape, and he has glasses.
Uh-huh.
Porn stars are short. It makes their dicks look bigger.
This guy's dick is like 4 inches.
No. Oh, well,
yeah.
So anyway.
Hey, not everybody's hung like fucking Peter North. That guy's my fucking hero.
That's what I don't get. It's a porno. You should.
How
like,
can you gag on a 4-inch dick?
He just kind of crammed it.
Trying hard. That's how.
He just.
You have a short mouth.
Don't shower for a while.
They grab the girl's head and just fuck him like it's a pussy. So like it's like they do it so hard that the length doesn't matter.
Could short mouth be the episode title?
Sure.
Concept? Short mouth.
I think
a little bird mouth.
Pee-pee talk should be the title.
Okay, fair enough.
Pee-pee factor.
Talk, short mouth.
Pee-pee talk could just be the name of this podcast in general.
Yeah. Right. Pee-pee and poo-poo talk.
That's actually not a far off shoot.
So what did you want to talk to Rob about?
Yeah, why did you call?
I actually was calling to bug Rob to see if I could get his metal injection email on the air 2 weeks ago. He promised I could get a rap playlist, and I wanted to send him some MP3s.
I never promised that at all.
You're putting words.
Yes, you did. You so fucking did.
He did.
No,
oh, he's so mad. Don't let him. Don't let him. So he gets even more mad.
No, you insist.
I honestly won't get that mad, but, I mean, I think it would be awesome if I could send him one in.
You could send one in, and Rob would just delete it, but you could totally send it in.
No, what we said was that you should send one in, and we'll review it, and then at Rob's discretion, we'll play it if he likes it. And if
I think maybe it's Derek, because you're probably more of like the hip-hop expert.
Mm-hmm. Right, Rob is the host. I mean, I still have to run it by Rob.
What?
Yeah, but I think he takes your opinion in consideration.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. Right, do you?
Oh, I'm still...
You guys are like a well-oiled machine. You guys don't have too much friction around you guys, you know?
We
don't.
We have an email chain where we throw things around and we all... I feel this is...
I guess, is that hate mail at Metal Injection?
Well,
hate mail? No, my email, it's very complicated to remember. I'm glad you called in to request it. Do you have a pen and paper handy to write this down? Because this is you might forget it.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's either Rob at Metal Injection or Rob Injection at Metal Injection.
Oh. That whole thing with the UF.
Yeah, part. Rob at Metal Injection.
Yeah.
Net, you asshole.
It's a new domain.
.com.
It's just the letter U. Don't write out the whole word.
You asshole is the new .com now, I've heard.
Yeah.
Crack them up.
That's man.
Well, we won an Omnia. What was the name
an
of the
Omnia.
Oma.
Omaha.
We crack up the audience.
Oh, mama.
We won because our
Mama.
In times.
Mm-hmm.
And
I voted.
I tried, but it wanted my Facebook info, so I was like, fuck that.
Instead of doing that, you should vote for David Wright to get in the All-Star game.
What happened with that?
He lost.
Let's talk about that for the rest of
Who
the night.
Who cares?
The friggin' Pablo Sandoval.
Did you get anything for winning? And we said nothing. Like, no, they didn't even.
Well, do we?
Don't you guys get publicity?
But Chris Pontius took it, right?
No, he accepted on our behalf, which
Shoot
I thought
him
was
an email.
Do you think he sold it for crack money?
Possibly.
Did he have a car accident afterwards and die with it in the car?
Jeez.
They do that.
He's turning into Noah.
Well, no, that's the jackass guys do
Maybe
that.
Maybe he's using that as a break for the van that he has.
Okay.
Actually, one of the most our top fans, one of our biggest fans, is Roland. Roland did a bunch of voting for us.
Oh.
Roland, did you rig this?
Rollins?
Yeah.
Like Henry Rollins?
No, not Henry Rollins. Roland, the guy sitting in the studio with us.
Our guest.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of shooting Mo. Maybe Henry Rollins is one of your fans, and he's going to call in one of these days.
That's Rollins.
Henry Rollins will call in.
But
Henry Rollins will not.
I just realized the mistake. All right, yeah. I got egg all over my face.
Also, Grant Rogers is our top fan, someone from the United Kingdom. Thank you, Grant.
What?
Echelon Panda, one of our top fans.
What is it, show like Voting Breakdown on there?
Yeah, Robert David Clifford Wilkinson. Lots of first names, but thank you.
Does it show like how many?
Amber Rain Man saying that Henry Rollins is a gay porn star. So I guess you guys got a gay porn star, which is your biggest fan.
How does Tambourine Man know that?
Maybe he watches gay porn. Why do you got to make it weird?
Good point.
That's a good point. Thank you. Thank you, Eggers.
No problem.
Hopefully you'll figure out that email situation, and if not, feel free to call in again next week.
Shingletown said that he would have voted for us, but he didn't want to give away his email address.
Yeah.
Which is MTV.
You don't have to give away your email address. You just connect via Facebook or Twitter.
Maybe because he's an employee of MTV, he can't vote.
Is he still?
Oh, please, you can't make a fucking fake Hotmail address or something for 2 seconds?
I don't think Shingletown is an employee of MTV anymore.
No, he's freelance and he works for Silent Library.
Does Silent Library still exist?
Right, that's what I'm saying. He only freelanced for them.
Yeah,
wouldn't he have worked for the production company that makes Silent Library?
I don't know.
There's an actual production company. It wasn't just like dudes that showed up for lunch one day.
Yeah, it's the MTV cafeteria hangout guys. And Schenkel was walking, like pretending to work there and sitting in the cafeteria.
He scooped some sloppy Joe on their plate and was like, hey, what if you do this on that show? And they're like, all right, thanks.
I think we can get Ike Davis.
All right.
What three shows have you worked for since Silent Library, Shankletown? He says he claims to have worked for three shows. Yeah,
Shingletown is
Thor resume.
Shredstein's guitar tech, says Tambourine
yeah.
Man.
That sounds about right.
Shingletown worked on Sweet 16.
I was going to say he worked on Sweet 16.
He worked on the regular Sweet 16. They didn't want to promote him up to the super.
He worked on a Sweet 16.
Yeah.
He worked on three episodes of the Robin Bird Show. That's what he's counting.
Oh, man, that's not bad, actually. He was the fluffer. Yeah.
Buckwheat said he knocked up girls for 16 and pregnant.
That was his job, to just knock them
up
for the storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't getting any good submissions at that time, so they had to make some.
Or he was the teen mom. Yeah. He did everything.
Well.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think we're wrapped up. We've done 2 hours. We can clock it out.
Okay.
We're out of here.
Do I just shut the mics off, or are we playing
shut
something?
Shut them off.
Bye, everyone.
Tambourine Man is asking if I can sing Putting on the Ritz.
Putting
on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz. I could sing that. Let me look up the lyrics.
Poutine on the Ritz.
Poutine on the Ritz.
You have to do that on the computer.
No, no. It's by Taco, that's why.
That's right.
I get it.
Oh, the lyrics?
Yeah, I was looking
music.
Up the lyrics.
Taco grinding.
Oh, I thought you'd want the music.
It's very
easy. I could do the music as well. That way.
No, Rob did not mail the poster yet, Kosher Pizza Destroyer. Rob, any updates with the poster?
I just want to give you some advice. Don't hold your breath for that.
Yeah,
but it will eventually get there.
No, it won't.
It will. Here we go. Wait, I opened the taco version.
The taco version? That sounds like the tasty version.
The guy that sings this is named Taco.
Yeah, this is definitely Rob's version, too.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you know where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz.
I don't know this verse. I can't look.
Come on, Darren. Show him how.
Putting on the Ritz. This part I know. Dressed up like a million-dollar trooper.
So cute.
Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper.
I'm going to eat my dinner.
Yeah.
Goodbye,
hey, putting on the Ritz.
We're just going to leave Rob here singing.
Okay.
You've seen the
bye,
world do it.
Okay, I'm out of here. I'm over this.
Your mic is still on, Rob.
I'm over. Okay.
Why don't you everyone's leaving. Hey guys, I'm putting on the Ritz.
When you don't know where to go to, why don't you know where passion sits? on the Ritz.
Different.